Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. My name is Dawn. I will be your guide for today. And listen, I am truly so glad that you are here. So let's be here fully and get started by simply creating the most comfortable nidra nest that you can. Traditionally, yes, yoga nidra is practiced in a reclined position. Seated is totally fine if that's better for you. Just try to be as supported as you can. So something comfortable under the neck and head, perhaps something under the knees, a blanket, perhaps an eye covering might be nice. And remember, know that it is always okay to shift and reposition, to move positions once you're all settled in, right? Just move mindfully and come back to comfort, to my voice, to your focus as soon as you are able. No rush. So take your time, gather all your props, all your cozies, make your way down. So yoga nidra is a way that we can manage stress and tension, worry, fear, doubt in our lives. It can be practiced, as I'm sure you know, morning, noon, or night, with great benefits. And one of the key benefits, there are many, is that we're actually slowing the brain waves down. So we're cocooning ourselves and bringing ourselves into this space where we are now open to relaxing, letting go, slowing down, and making contact with the more subtle layers of our beings. And as we connect to these sometimes dormant or hidden, fragmented parts of ourselves, it is so potent then to create an intention or a sankalpa from here, right? This is like planting a seed deep in our subconscious. And we'll get to that as we do in just a moment. Let's simply get started here by sensing the body, feeling the weight of your head, of your arms and your hands, feeling the weight of your back and the surface it is on, the hips and buttocks, the legs and feet, a sense of your whole body just being supported and held. And inviting you now, dear one, to let go even more. Jaw is relaxed. The eyes soft and gently held in their sockets. All the muscles of the face soften, relax, at ease, consciously moving from the state of doing, accomplishing, worrying, taking action into a state of being, feeling, and sensing. Yeah. Aligning with pure presence. And come to feel the breath that moves within. sensing and feeling this innate rhythm in your body. The effortless rise and fall of your breath. And could you sense your heartbeat? The lungs expanding and contracting. Maybe even a sense of the blood moving in your body. An awareness of all of these biological functions happening effortlessly. Now let's direct the breath and do a few rounds of a physiological sigh. The physiological sigh is 2 sips of air in through the nose and a nice long juicy exhale through the mouth, like this. We're gonna do a few rounds. Find your pace. You can stick with me, maybe sigh or flow a bit quicker, a bit slower. Let your physiological sigh find you its perfect pace. A few rounds now. Let's do 2 more. And tune in to your whole body. Notice how the mind has already taken a backseat. The mind has become more relaxed. Notice that. Feel that and move into that. And now we'll welcome our Sankalpa into the practice. Sankalpa, it's like an intention, something you wish to live every day of your life. Your Sankalpa can be used each time you practice Yoga Nidra. Perhaps you aren't using a Sankalpa, maybe you're not sure what to choose. If so, you can take a few moments. Maybe you welcome in this Sankalpa for today. I take time for myself. Go ahead, find and uncover your Sankalpa. And repeat it 3 times in your mind from the heart. Now, the next part of our journey today is a rotation of consciousness around the body. Follow my voice, my vibe, and place all of your attention into each area of your body that I name. And we'll begin with the crown of the head. Sense and feel the very top of your head, the forehead, the point between the eyebrows, the right eye, the left eye, right ear, left ear. Sensing both ears now, listening. To the nose, the teeth, the jaw. Feel the inside of your mouth. the tongue, roof of the mouth, the gums and teeth, both lips, the back of the throat, back of the head, your entire skull and scalp, the center of the throat, the collarbones, both shoulders, both elbows, both wrists, palms of your hands, both thumbs, the index fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, both little fingers, sensing and feeling the space in between each finger, both hands, both arms at the same time. Sense the center of your chest, and now the abdomen, the hips, both knees, ankles, the soles of the feet, the big toes, second toes, third toes, fourth. Feel both little toes. Become aware of the little spaces between each toe. Both feet, both legs together. The glutes, the tailbone, the lower back, middle of the back, upper back, the shoulder blades, the back of the head. Let your awareness fill your whole head now and your whole body. Your whole body, sensing and feeling your body as one. Whole body resting. And could you come back now to the sensation of your breath? Breath flowing within. The simplicity of your breath, breathing. All on its own. And imagine with each inhale, your whole body expands. And each exhale, your whole body returns back to the starting point. Inhaling, your body expands. Exhaling softly back in, as if you were breathing through every pore of your body, as if you were breathing through every cell, whole body, cellular breath. Whole body, cellular breath, sensing the energy within, expanding, contracting. And now, could you guide your awareness into the right palm, the center of the right palm. Perhaps a sensation of tingling or warmth, feeling the right palm with your mind. Now the left palm. Pour all of your awareness into the left palm, seeking awareness of sensation as it pools in the left palm. And now both palms. Feeling both palms together. Attention moves back to just the right palm. Just the right palm. Expanding into an awareness of all five fingers. The body electric. Feeling the energy in the right hand. And now guide your awareness to sense the left hemisphere of your brain. The left hemisphere of your brain. Now could you welcome in the awareness of both the right hand and the left hemisphere of the brain. An equal awareness of both. And now begin to funnel all of that awareness into the left palm. All five fingers, the entire left hand, an awareness of the whole left hand, tingling with sensation. And now the right hemisphere of your brain. Sense and feel the right hemisphere of your brain. And now both at the same time. Left hand, right hemisphere of the brain. Release the focus. Come back to sensing and feeling your whole body. The whole body. The feeling of pure presence. One with all aspects of who you are. Resting in a state of oneness, a state of divine peace and presence. I will now be naming images. Allow whatever comes to mind to flow through. A snow-capped mountain peak. A pen running out of ink. A rocking chair. A horse. An evergreen tree. A wooden fence. stack of loose leaf, a brown egg, rose-colored mason jar, a bag of rice, the statue of the Buddha, a fast-moving river, a lemon tree, frayed baseball cap, a blue icicle, airplane ticket, the dark evening sky with stars twinkling. You lying on the earth, gazing up at this vast evening sky and the twinkling stars above. Gazing up into the vast night sky, into the twinkling stars swirling with the universe. There is no boundary between you and the whole universe. The whole universe within and without. Infinite connection. Resting here now. A oneness, a subtle awareness of who you are, your own true radiance, the power of you. Divine connection. All the layers of your being in complete, pure alignment. Every intelligent cell in your body optimizing, organizing into optimal health. One with universal consciousness. Abide in this place of oneness, of peace, of power. A few more moments. From this place, this one, this space of nourishing peace, presence, and power, repeat your Sankalpa 3 more times. I take time for myself, whatever it is. Repeat it in your mind from the heart. Now connecting back with the sensation of breath, the sense of all the places that your body moves with each breath. And begin to feel these areas expand a little more as you deepen each breath. You can stay in complete stillness. Perhaps inviting movement into the fingers, into the toes, allowing these movements to become more, maybe tending to your joints and wrists, ankles, the head and the neck. Whatever position you're in, just starting to shift. Becoming aware of the space all around you. The sounds, the temperature. Take your time. You can stay on back, roll to your side, to belly, to seat. Pause here. Maybe you open your eyes. Before you gently move forward with your day or your night, know that my hands are at my heart center. I am grateful for you. I wish you all of the things and then some. I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.